Hi, everybody. Your old friend Mike Houlihan here. Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. Skinny and I are taking the week off so that we can enjoy Thanksgiving with our families as well. We have a very special treat for you this week, though, because we have an interview with Chubbs from McGaffer's out in Forest Park. They have a great thing, Christmas with a Cause. He'll tell you all about that. And then we're going to return to a terrific segment that we did last summer with Sean Riley from Dude Wipes. He's a young guy from the south side of Chicago who invented Dude Wipes and got help from Mark Cuban on Shark Tank. Now it's a multi-million dollar business. They're all over the world. God bless them. It's great to see a south side story. So tune in for that. I think you'll get a kick out of it. And we will see you next week. Thanks. Hi, everybody. Your old friend Mike Houlihan here with the Skinny and Hooli Show on a special edition, our Thanksgiving weekend edition of the Skinny and Hooli Show. Hey, we're very honored to have our old friend Rich Chubbs Polfus with us. He's over at McGaffer's on Roosevelt Road in Forest Park. And he has an annual, well, I'll let him tell you. Tell us about it, Chubbs.
Yeah, Hooli, thanks for letting me on. We do what we call Christmas with a Cause. It was originally started when all our 16-inch softball players retired. We met at the Village Pub, told everyone as long as we're getting together, bring a toy, boy or girl. We did it. The next year I said, tell somebody else. Now it's about 18 years later, and we call it Christmas with a Cause. We end up getting about 54 giant bags of toys. We have an event December 1st this year. Three will close at McGaffer's in Forest Park, 77.
Is that Saturday?
Saturday, December 1st. 7737 West Roosevelt Road. If you're coming, bring an unwrapped toy, boy or girl. All the food's provided. There's drink specials. We got sports silent auctions. There's raffle baskets, raffles with a lot of gift certificates and sports items, tickets and things. Since we started it, we've started...
when did you start it again?
We started it in 1998.
Oh, okay.
So it's been going for a few years. Now it's a pretty much of a big event. We put another tent on the back of our little place here at McGaffer's.
Yeah. Yeah.
And where we're located is we're close to the Loyola Burn Unit. We're close to Ronald McDonald House, Heinz Fisher House, and the VA Blind Center. And we get a lot of guys from there, as well as the bar gets a lot of people that, you know, we're military and whatever.
Sure.
So, you know, we started doing that, and people started coming to the event and say, here's a check for the Heinz Fisher House. Here's a check for Ronald McDonald House. We don't ask for that. It's not given. And now, you know, 18 or whatever years later, 20 years later, we're, you know, last year I think we raised, people just out of the goodness of their heart get together, I think, come here. And most of the, you know, the charities get, you know, between $2,000 and $3,000. Some of them.
You told me you raised what, over $50,000 last year?
Yeah, it was over $50,000.
Wow.
You know, including the toys. So, and we give them to the local, you know, the local area community centers that need it, in Maywood, Forest Park, Oak Park, the toys, and as well as teachers that know of a family that might be struggling, come over here this Sunday.
That's great.
Give us the, you know, ages of the kids. We'll give them the toys, give them the wrapping paper, let them take them, and let the kids have a
So the toys are supposed to be unwrapped.
Unwrapped. This way we could kind of pick.
You can see what's a boy or girl.
You know.
Okay.
And it works out pretty good. It's been a pretty nice event. It's a great community, you know, together event. And
put you in the Christmas spirit for sure.
And we get a lot of the 16-inch softball Hall of Fames down the block here.
Oh, yeah.
So we get a lot of those guys come out.
Yeah.
The unions, I can't say enough about the unions. They started off. The elevator unions from your area on the south side.
Oh, okay.
Eddie Christensen and the guys, and they're a big contributor. Pat Duff with the liquor and warehouse salesman union. They're big. And local one is right down the block from McGaffer's, the iron workers, and local 63, the ornamental iron workers. Those are the guys that are sitting over there right now.
Oh, so they all hang out here at McGaffer's.
And they all hang out. So then they go in front of their e-boards. And they like, you know, a lot of the children's hospitals, Shriners, you know, Ronald McDonald House, Loyola Burn Unit for the kids. And they go in front of the e-boards and they kind of fund it off and kick it off with some checks to them. And you know, it's kind of a nice event, probably.
I'll bet it's crowded, too. Huh?
Crowded all day long.
It's going to be more crowded because you're on the Skinny
That's
and
right.
Hooli show.
There you go. It'll be more crowded because we're on the Skinny and Hooli show.
Tell me again where, when and where. Give the dates.
It's December 1st, Saturday.
Saturday, December 1st. That's next Saturday.
Next Saturday, a week from Saturday. 7737 West Roosevelt.
Right.
Forest Park, right across from Portillo's. You got plenty
free
of parking.
Parking right there. Yeah.
Got two big lots here.
Yeah.
Just bring an unwrapped toy, boy or girl. Enjoy some food.
A lot of the old
some
West
good,
Side Irish will be
West
here.
Side Irish. Yeah. One of our biggest right there was Johnny Lattner.
Oh, Johnny.
Used to give us a ball.
Yeah, he was
every year to auction
Johnny
off
awesome. Yeah.
With all the Heisman winners.
Oh, would he? Yeah.
So
yeah.
This year we're going to try to get the trophy, which
oh, yeah,
is stored over at Fenwick.
Yeah.
Take your picture with the Heisman. And Johnny
oh, that's cool.
loved St. Bernardines.
Oh,
he grew
yeah,
up right over here.
In Forest Park.
And he loved the Best Buddies, RBH High School Best Buddies, and Opportunity Knox. And
oh,
those
yeah.
are for the special
yeah,
special
the kids.
Needs kids.
Yeah.
And both programs are phenomenal.
Those are the Carmody's.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mike Carmody runs
yeah.
it. And over at Riverside Brookfield, Lady Dawn runs it. And it's a great... great program and puts transitions these kids. It's phenomenal.
You're doing good in the hood, Chubbs. I can tell you that.
You know,
make it a very merry Christmas. If anybody gives you a check for Hibernian Transmedia, you just give that to me.
You got it, buddy. You got it. You
okay.
Got it. All right. Thank you very much for putting us on.
And God
and
bless you.
And have everybody
Chubbs.
Have a good Thanksgiving.
We'll see you all there. I'll be there.
Merry
too.
Christmas.
All right. God bless. Thank
all
you,
buddy.
Chubbs.
This is Mike Houlihan. I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years, since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has saved and changed millions of lives. It's been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There is no more Irish thing you can do.
Hi, everybody. Your old friend Mike Houlihan. We got some late breaking news here for the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. It comes from Brendan O'Brien over at Riley's Daughter. Here's the message. This week's events at Mercy Hospital have deeply affected the entire city. As we enter this holiday season, we're especially moved by the sacrifice of Officer Jimenez, who leaves behind his wife and three small children. We wish to show a small token of our gratitude and sympathy to the Jimenez family and to all those who serve and protect. Please join us Sunday, November 25th, as we will be donating 100% of our food sale proceeds to the Samuel Jimenez Memorial Fund. And it's from the O'Brien family and Riley's Daughter staff. Also, live music will be donated that night by Liam Durkin starting at 6 p.m. Can't beat that. So get over there Sunday, Riley's Daughter, all day and into the evening. All the food proceeds are going to be donated to Officer Jimenez's family. Riley's Daughter, 4010 West 111th Street. We'll see you there. And thanks. Hope everybody had a great holiday.
So, Hooli.
Yes.
What
Skinny?
Do you think?
Oh, this is your big week, man.
Yeah, it's all set up for everything. Chicago's.
Hey, I got to tell you that Ann Burke was just terrific last week.
Yeah, she was terrific, terrific. What a great lady, smart lady, fun.
Did I tell you I posted the podcast on Facebook and I tried to run an ad of it and they said you can't do that. It's political.
I know. Well, that's how they are. You can't do anything anymore.
I want to pants that guy Zuckerberg. You know.
Yes.
Do you remember that pantsing?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I think we called it D-Pantsy.
Okay, D-Pantsy. Hey, we got a great guest with us tonight, Skin.
I know. It's fabulous.
Sean Riley, the inventor and founder of Dude Wipes. And for those who don't know...
They're baby wipes for adults.
Yeah, sort of, yeah.
Yeah,
But you don't have to be a baby. But Sean and his buddies had an apartment in what? In Lincoln Park, I'm sure, right?
Yeah,
right
it
out
was,
of college.
I think where they... Technically, East Lakeview, so it was like Belmont and Broadway, right there.
Oh yeah.
So you were there right after you graduated from ISU.
Yep.
Very
Moved
good.
Moved in there, five guys in an apartment, so it was like extended college life.
Sure.
But you actually had a regular paycheck coming, so.
Oh, you were working in construction or something like that, right?
Yeah. Construction management. So yeah. It was a lot of fun. Good times.
So tell us about the light bulb moment.
Yeah, the light bulb moment we had was, like I said, it was fast-paced lifestyle. You know, everyone was 25 years old or so. So we were going out four nights a week, and you know, our diets weren't that great. A lot of Miller Lights, a lot of late night burrito joint when you got home. And I was making some Sam's Club runs, you know, trying to be economical for our cleaning supplies, our toilet paper.
How mature of you.
Yeah, exactly.
Somebody had to do that.
Right. The mature guy of the household. That would be a stretch. But so I picked up kind of a economy size of baby wipes, and everyone started sawing through them. And, you know, we had joked around about the idea of dude wipes before, but that was a fun moment where, you know, you kind of really saw people get addicted to the routine and, you know, thought there might be something there.
Yeah. And it was a great idea. So then what'd you do? You had to find some dough and do a prototype and all that.
How do you make them? Who makes them for you?
It's called private label manufacturing. So, you know, you find people who already make wipes, and you work with them to customize them to, you know, make your brand. So, you know, we make ours in the U.S. with a few different partners. But yeah, you just got to start kind of cold calling people. I think we ended up getting the actual guy we work with through LinkedIn. So, you know,
no kidding,
messaging somebody, finding the right sales guy who was willing to take a risk on a small brand. And he was in town. And we got pizza and beers at Pequod's, and that was where we kind of shook hands and said, all right, you're going to work with us.
Deal.
You're gonna make something happen.
And he worked out.
Yeah, he worked out. We're still working with that same company today. They took a risk on us making a smaller order than they like to make.
Yeah.
But now we're a growing customer.
And
with
you
them.
Had to get something that was degradable that would break down in the sewer system, basically. Yeah.
We had to make sure we got a flushable light wipe, kind of like the other ones you see from like Cottonelle or Charmin.
And then individual
size. So that was
travel things.
A condom size one you could put in your pocket. That's what really
emergencies.
Wasn't out. Yeah. So, and we were guys who, you know, were in the office.
Now, we're all five guys in on this?
Four guys.
I know.
Right. No, not all five guys were in on it. So we kind of got together with, you know, the guys who wanted to start a company and do something entrepreneurial. And then we threw in our own money to get it started. So
was it all from the same apartment that you lived in?
Yep.
They're all Southsiders?
Everyone is Southsider. Yep.
See, there you go.
Mokina.
Sure.
Providence guys, Sandberg guys.
Yeah.
Who's from, you said Morgan Park?
Orland Park. Yeah.
That is great.
Yep.
That's where the great ideas are born.
Exactly. Over Miller Light and pizzas and burritos.
For sure. Yeah, and, you know, you're just joking around with your friends. You know, you come up with some good ideas, and it took a while. I mean, you know, we didn't have a product out for over a year after we talked about it. You know, it didn't happen overnight because we didn't know what we were doing. But the main goal was to get something out there, see if it had legs.
And then you just sold it out of your apartment for a while or just... Some friends and stuff. How many did you order?
Four skid loads, right?
Four skid loads. Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
Speaking of skid marks, since I've been using it, my wife does the laundry. Goes, no, there's no more skid marks. I said, well, that's the dude wipes. So there you go.
Saving on laundry detergent.
Yes,
now. Yeah,
exactly.
I didn't think of that solid
angle. Her complete disgust with me. So, so anyway. How many did you order? Just if we're going to try and get this off the ground, a thousand or five?
Skinny said four skid loads, which was about 3,300 boxes.
Oh, wow.
That had 30 wipes in there each. So I think that's about 100,000
condom-sized
wipes.
And so you just sold them through your friends and at bars and stuff? Or?
Yeah, man. I remember we would sell them out of my trunk at a soccer game. After our soccer games, guys would say, "Oh, I want to check out this new product."
Yeah.
And then we got them on Amazon, and you know, it was all online for probably at least 2 years.
Oh, you got on Amazon and sold them. That's good.
Yeah, that was
smart.
Back in 2012, where you know it wasn't quite as big of a thing as it is now. So,
do you have to work with someone to do fulfillment then, who ships this all out and everything?
Yeah, we do now.
Yeah.
But in the old days, we would get an order, you know, via email and go into the spare bedroom, grab a bunch of boxes, bring them to the UPS store.
Wow.
Get them out. So.
Yeah.
That was
In the meantime, you're all working other jobs at the same time.
Yeah. Wasn't making any money, you know.
Yeah, yeah, that's great.
That is that is just fabulous.
And so you did that for how many years before you made the big move to Shark Tank?
You know, I think it maybe about 8 months or so after the product launch, I quit my job.
Oh, yeah.
And that was because we got into an incubator in Austin, Texas that would take on, like, new up-and-coming brands.
Like startups and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, that kind of forced the hand. It was a three-month program down there where you'd learn a bunch about business. And
that's a good town, too.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, it didn't hurt living there for 3 months.
Yeah.
So we had a lot of fun down there, learned a lot. And then when we came back to Chicago, we moved in, you know, to, like you said, a logistics partner. We got the stuff out of the warehouse, got it, or out of the bedroom into a warehouse.
Yeah.
And kind of found some more outlets to get the product moving. And, yeah.
What's your volume like today?
Oh, man. You know, we're...
I have some information on this.
We're making millions of wipes, wiping millions of butts, as we like to say. And then we have some other products as well. So we have a powder, Dude powder.
I know, but do you do like 100,000 a day, or do you do 5,000 a day, or... Do you have any idea what the volume is? You said millions. Is that over the course of a year, or is it...
I mean,
they're in 4,300 Walgreens stores, 12,000 total stores, including Kroger, Meijer, Jewel, Target, Safeway, Albertsons. Walmart will be offering Dude wipes in 4,400 stores. Last month they started, right?
Yeah.
Did you have to go down to Arkansas to show, do the product?
Yep. Oh, yeah, we actually were down there. They have a Made in the USA summit where entrepreneurs can pitch their ideas, and it's a big... It's a big day where they just, people from all over the country, you kind of apply, they give you a spot. And last year, we got a spot, and we were one of the four companies that they picked to roll out everywhere out of that show. So.
And there's tons of companies, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, it wasn't the first time we had pitched to them either.
Oh, really?
You know, but kind of the more sales you have, more traction you have, the more attractive you are to the big boys, you know?
Hey, yeah. Skinny, let me just, I got their history here. Yeah. At one point, they won the Vision Award. Is that right, Sean?
Yeah, Visionary Award.
Visionary Award at the 2013 Consumer Products Conference.
Yep.
So you had only been in business for, what, 2 years and you won that or less than that?
We probably only had product out for about 4 or 5 months when we won that.
Wow.
I remember thinking at that show, so we were against Kimberly-Clark. They were... pitching a cooling menopause wipe for the Visionary Award.
Yikes.
Billy likes it.
I'm going to get sick.
And, and we were going against them, and, you know, that's a billion-dollar company, and I remember thinking we got $5,000 in sales, you know.
Yeah.
And we're up here. But luckily for us, it was based on the industry was voting in the crowd, so everyone liked kind of our fun, fresh
sense
pitch,
of humor.
Right.
Sense of humor. So they voted for it, and we won the award. And that was a cool moment for us, even though we didn't have a lot of sales. At least industry professionals had recognized it as something different.
Sure.
So that gave us a little bit more confidence.
That is great. That is great. And then when did you go on Shark Tank?
Wait, before Shark Tank, let me just tell you one more thing. They sponsored an MMA fighter, Tyrone Woodley.
Yeah,
he was fighting for the championship.
He's the champion now.
And he got in touch with you guys, and he wanted you to sponsor his butt, the back of his shorts, basically.
Yep.
And that was a big hit.
That was a big hit. Yeah, Dude Wipes was trending on Twitter worldwide
Number
when the pay-per-view fight was going on.
Twitter. Yeah.
So the birth of advertising, we like to say.
That's very good. That's very
good. And then
good.
What about Shark Tank?
Yeah, so Shark Tank was in 2015, and similar to a lot of things, it wasn't the first time we applied. So it was actually the third. So we applied in 2000.
What's the application process like?
It can vary. The first year was, you know, you wait in line like an American Idol audition over here in Chicago. So showed up there, and we didn't even have any sales yet. We just got the product.
Yeah.
They thought it was fun. They thought it was cool. But, you know, they're going to put you
sales?
On Shark Tank with no sales, right?
Yeah,
or it's not going to be good if they do.
Yeah.
So then the next year we applied online and, you know, got in touch with a producer. We kind of made it through a few rounds, but then we got the axe. And then the third year, we were able to reach out to the same people because we had gotten some contact information.
Yeah.
And, and got through all their rounds and got the invite out to L.A. to shoot the show that year.
That is great.
And then Mark Cuban invested $300,000 in the company. Is that what happened?
Yep.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It's a great show.
For sure.
It really is a great show.
And what does he, doesn't he get a percentage then if he puts up enough dough or something?
Yep. Yeah, the way the show works, you know, guys invest their money to buy a percentage of the company. Traditionally, sometimes they loan money for,
right,
you know, interest on the show, but most deals go down with, you know, cash for equity.
Right.
So, yeah, if you never saw our episode, it was kind of fun because, you know, Mark was the guy that we went into the show. Oh, man, we want to get a deal with Mark Cuban. He's, you know, he's a dude. He fits the role.
Yeah.
And he was out about 30 minutes into
it. No kidding.
Yeah, so we're... He was complimentary, but he said, you know, I'm not a wipes guy, you know, and for that reason, I'm out.
Oh, wow.
So we're kind of fighting him and hawing with Mr. Wonderful and Robert
O'Leary.
Herjavec.
Is that Mr.
Yeah.
Wonderful?
Yeah, O'Leary. Yeah, yeah, we could have had a good Irishman on board.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Got a little greedy. So
they
were fighting with us over a few percentage points, and we were kind of fighting back, and we were really trying to stand our ground because we were already pushed to the limits of where we wanted to go.
Yeah.
And then Cuban stood up out of nowhere after he'd been out for a while, and he said, you know what, I'll do it right at that deal you're asking for, and swooped it right from underneath the other guys.
No kidding.
So, yeah.
Oh, that's got
to
be pretty cool.
It was
cool.
A big surprise to us, so it was fun.
Do you talk to him ever?
Yeah, he's super accessible.
He's very involved with the marketing and everything. He's in the videos and
stuff. Yeah, he made an appearance in one of our videos, and... you know, he has fun with the brand just like we do, and is always down to give us his feedback. And then on top of that, he's got a good team down in Dallas of a bunch of people who are willing to help you out as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Now, do those guys put in their own money, or does the TV show help fund any of that stuff, or how does that work?
It's all their own money.
No kidding.
So they used to have a clause in the show where ABC would get a little portion of your company if you did a deal, like 1 or 2%, to prevent people from going on there to just get publicity.
Sure.
But Cuban was one of the sharks who said, you know, if that's going to be a clause in the show, I'm not going to do it anymore, because he thought it was kind of anti-entrepreneur.
Yeah, he's the star.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
He is.
So
he is.
They pulled that clause. So yeah, it's you know, it's just a deal with the sharks personally. They're investing their own money. And if you see a deal on TV, doesn't necessarily mean it happens in real life.
Didn't necessarily go through, is what you're saying, right?
Not all the time.
Yeah.
They do their best, but sometimes maybe somebody misrepresents themselves on the show.
But the lawyers get involved.
Lawyers get involved. Things take a long time.
Yeah.
Now, are the three guys that you started with still with you?
Yeah. Yep.
Do they work on this with you, or are you the main guy? I mean, are you the guy that...
We're all owner-operators of the company. So,
oh, are you?
Yeah.
So they left their jobs, too.
Yep. So it didn't happen overnight. You know, I was the first guy to do it. But then once we got enough traction, able to support more people, we slowly all came on board. And, yeah, now we're kind of living that life of working for our own company. Might have taken us a little longer than we thought, but that's where it's at right now.
It's the American dream.
Great. Yeah, exactly.
It is.
Now, you also have new products. You have the shower thing.
Yeah, the body wipe, yeah.
I was trying to explain that to my wife. I said, it's like a horse bath. She goes, what? I said, never mind.
Yeah, we've heard that thing called a lot of different nicknames. But, yeah, the dude shower wipes, if you're camping, you don't have access to a shower, throw them in your gym bag, all that kind of stuff. So that's a good product for us. And then we have some face wipes. And then we have Dude Powder, which is like a Gold Bond talc-free for guys for the Dude regions.
There's a million things you could do with Dude products. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And who do you guys just sit around and drink beer and think up new stuff? And maybe we should do this, or, you know, what about this?
That's when the best ideas come
to
light. Of course, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But I don't think we'd be too successful if we did that every day and tried to run the business.
Oh, it's just terrific.
Now, do you have a big sales force, or you said earlier something about you do a lot of it online?
Yeah, a lot of it online. You know, one of the guys as well focuses a lot on sales, and then we work with a lot of brokers who have specialties of getting into different
into stores. Yeah.
Pay them commission. So yeah, a lot of outside salespeople too.
Well, the Walmart deal, that's a big deal.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
It's a big company. Go down to Wally World down there in Northwest Arkansas, and you know, you really get a sense of how big of a company it really is, because it seems like they own the whole town. So
how about Costco? Are you in Costco?
We're not in Costco yet. So
I imagine if you went to Costco, a dude wipe would be like 6 feet by 3 feet.
Yeah, people buy them by the pallet.
A cousin of mine was the CEO of Walmart.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
there's
but
a,
he
guys,
was,
you
he was
a
after you
right?
guys went in there. Tommy Coughlin from Cleveland.
Wow.
He was just a regular. He started as a security guard.
That's crazy.
For Walmart.
Did he really? No, for Walmart, not Costco.
For Walmart.
Okay.
And he ended up being the CEO.
That's awesome.
Made a lot of dough. He was really interesting guy. Great guy.
Yeah.
He's on the cover of, you know, Fortune magazine and all that kind of stuff, and he used to fly around. But a really, really good guy. Really
worked
good.
His way up from the bottom there?
From the bottom. When he started there, they hit 3 stores.
Oh, wow.
Walmart,
Sam Walton hired him.
Yeah.
Sam Walton, that's the guy, yeah.
Yeah, so it's kind of, he's got an interesting story.
Yeah.
What about going overseas or, you know, worldwide global domination of dude
wipes? One step at a time, right?
Yeah, yeah. We have a lot of opportunity here in the U.S., so a few things going on overseas, a little bit in Canada, stuff like that. But, yeah, we're trying to focus on everything we got under our nose.
Here's what I'm thinking. We go to, I told you, we go to Ireland a lot. Paddy wipes.
You know? Yeah, what's the Irish version of a dude?
A paddy. Yeah, paddy wipes.
Hey,
and boy,
you have to change the names depending on where you go.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
But, lad. Boy, you know, just the Guinness alone, you know, with the Guinness scudder and everything, you'd be using a lot of dude wipes, I'll tell you that. Or shall we say paddy wipes. So you even haven't done any commercials other than the stuff online, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, boy, you could have a field day with those.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know because if they put them on TV, though.
Yes. Skinny would be offended by them. Here's Christine, and she read my mind. I think that's terrific. And there's no, you know, this thing could go on and on. You could do this the rest of your life. You know?
Yeah, maybe my grandkids will
sure.
be running
dude
wipes someday.
Yeah. Now, who's Tracy?
You're not married yet.
No, I'm not married yet.
You said two of the guys did get married?
Yep, two of the guys did get married. Yeah, two of us are not yet, but we all were,
who's
were not married.
Tracy the dudette? She sent me an email.
Yeah,
the dudette. I thought that was funny.
Part of our little customer support team.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the that's dudette. A good yeah. nickname she gave yeah. herself.
That is good.
Now that's not specific to your generation, but I guess sort of, my grandson called me dude the other day. I went, hey, what? He said, hey, dude. And he's 3.
They
yeah.
Use it.
Yeah.
Everyone uses it.
You do it. As a matter of fact, you call people dude. Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty universal. But yeah, like you said, you know, maybe a bit of newer word, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It is a newer
this
word.
This dude came in and this dudette
came in. What was the famous movie? Dude, Where's My Car? Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or dude.
Yeah, funny story about that. When we were pitching on Shark Tank or getting ready to go out there, Ashton Kutcher was a guest shark.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, so that's what we were thinking, right?
Yeah.
And we were supposed to be the last company to go, and they told us, oh, we don't have time for you guys. You got to go tomorrow. And Ashton wasn't on the show the next day. So
but he,
all our
he
dude
gonna,
wears my wife jokes, you know, we had to scrap them aside.
But he wouldn't be putting up his own dough, would he?
He would.
No kidding.
Yeah,
is he that much dough? Yeah.
I think he's an investor in, like, Twitter.
He's
and
pretty.
Really?
He's very successful.
Well, good for him. Yeah. Well, he's a funny guy. Yeah, that was dude. What was it? Dude, where's my car?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he goes from that to an investor.
Looking forward to the, what do you plan to do? Are you going to do advertising, or are you just going to stick with the internet? That's probably the best way to do it, I know.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff on the internet. We do some stuff on the radio as well. We've done some spots with ESPN Radio.
Oh, sure. Sports.
Sports stuff. Yeah. A lot of sponsorships, you know, like the MMA, you know, world.
Yeah.
Sampling our product out at different marathons and, you know, fishing tournaments, stuff like that. But yeah, continue to make good content, funny videos for the internet. And
you know, one of the things I think you overcame right out of the box was that people thought of it as a feminine product, you know, of wipes, and that women use them. But the thing, the dude angle makes it okay for guys to get wipes. They don't feel like, you know, there's some little twit, you know.
Right.
So that's good. That was good. So sports and all that is a logical venue for supporting your wipes. There's a million jokes.
I know there's a million jokes, but this is really interesting that you came up with an idea for a product and that you've taken it.
And you're kicking ass with it. Good for you.
Yeah, that is
right.
Thank you.
Yeah. We're talking with Sean Riley, founder.
From Dude Wipes.
From Dude Wipes, founder and inventor of Dude Wipes. What's the website for Dude Wipes?
DudeProducts.com.
DudeProducts.com.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Find them at your local Jewel in the toilet paper aisle.
Walgreens.
Walgreens, you know, Target.
Years ago, I was in the theater for a long time, and there was a play that Terrence McNally wrote, and the guy who funded some Broadway show, and this is before Dude Wipes was ever invented, but they were saying, well, the guy, you know, the big producer, he's got all that money, and where did he get his money? He invented toilet paper. And the other guy goes, no, perfected it. That's what you guys have done.
Did he come out with the double ply or
you
something?
You have perfected toilet paper.
The Scott brothers invented toilet paper.
Did they? Really? Yeah, I know they're Scott's tissue.
Yeah, but, that's what they did. They couldn't sell it, and they went and they gave it to the hotels for free.
Really?
I saw this thing on the History Channel or something the other night.
They
explained how they did it. And I think it was in Chicago that they went to some of the hotels and said, hey, use our product, blah, 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 blah. And they're like, okay. And then, boom, that was it.
I know people used to use the Sears catalog.
Yeah, oh, sure. The telephone box.
Well, that's what they said. They used newspapers and catalogs. And
I,
from
when I had
Sears
my apartment
or,
up in Lincoln Park, I hit the
Sears
telephone
box. what do you call it? Montgomery Ward.
Yeah, the Montgomery Ward catalog. That's a little bit.
Yeah.
Hard, though.
So are we a soft generation now that we're using Dude Wipes instead of catalog pages?
Or? Well, you know, I wanted to point out, it's a health thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're talking to a guy who's had hemorrhoid surgery, okay?
Yeah.
So you want to take care of it. You only got one keister.
Yeah,
you know, so you
sure.
want to take good care of it. And that's the, you have aloe in it and everything. I mean,
it's a nice
healthy.
Soothing formula.
It's a healthy thing. It makes sense. And the other thing is, you're never going to put toilet paper out of business. Because you need toilet paper for, like, your first couple of go-throughs. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, we're a complimentary product.
Yeah. And then so you bring in the Dude Wipes as kind of like the Red Adair, like the huge oil spill. They bring in the guy who knows how to do everything. And you bring
cleans
in the,
it up.
Yeah, he's like, bring in Red Adair. Bring in the Dude Wipes. That's what you use it for. So it is a complimentary product, yeah.
For sure.
But what a great idea because it's healthier.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Anybody who's ever had a hangover knows sometimes you.
Yes, we know. We know.
Okay.
Don't get on your roll.
It's a common thing that, especially Irish guys. You know. anyway, they used to call the hemorrhoids the Irish disease. Yeah. Anyway. So anyway, congratulations.
Congrats.
We're
proud.
We're proud of you. As
appreciate
an Irish American from the Chicagoland area.
From the South Side.
South Sider, it's terrific. Yeah.
Yeah.
St.
No
Michael's
doubt.
Guy who was the janitor at St. Michael's.
See, a guy too good. That's great. You're doing good in
they
the
would
hood.
Spend a lot of time as a janitor in the men's room looking at it. You know, I think I got an idea here. All right. Congratulations, Sean.
Hey, Sean, this is great.
Come back and see us. We'd love to see, you know.
Oh, yeah, definitely, guys.
How,
thanks
how
for
you guys
me.
Are progressing. We're really thrilled that you're here. Okay.
Can't beat having a couple Guinnesses hanging
absolutely.
Out on the river.
Sure, yeah.
It's beautiful down here, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
It's like
great
you're
time
in France
of year.
Or something. Yeah.
For sure.
All right, so go get some Dude Wipes, folks. You'll be listening to The Skinny and Hooli. We'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
Attention commercial business owners, industrial business owners, restaurateurs, apartment, condominium, and building maintenance managers. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service wants to earn your business.
When was the last time you checked your garbage disposal rates? How about making a call or emailing for a free quote today at 773-626-5800 or online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. Flood Brothers is one of the last family-owned and operated solid waste recycling and yard waste firms serving metropolitan Chicagoland. Flood Brothers specializes in expert personalized service, extremely competitive pricing, and is backed by the Flood Brothers family name. Call Flood Brothers today. There's no charge other than a phone call to get a free quote. Call 773-626-5800 or go online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. When your name is on the trucks, you work harder to satisfy every customer. Call 773-626-5800. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service. Your garbage and recycling waste is their bread and butter.
There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClurg Court. We spend a lot of time there taping the Skinny and Hooley show at Lizzie's almost every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 7 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salad, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's, you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river. Tell them you were sent by Skinny and Hooley.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. Skinny and Hooley Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
We were sitting on the wall upon a Sunday, watching the girls go by, thinking we'd be married to one day, when Kate Flynn caught our eye. Oh man, she had the makings of a fairy, and it made each boy oh swear, there's not a girl in the wide, wide world like the darling girl from Clare. And every man had got the finest plan you'll ever see now, barring me now. Every day this one of them would say that she'll agree now, you'll see now. At night they'd fight as to which of them was right about the colour of her eyes and hair. But not a word from me was ever heard about the darling girl from Clare. Says Sharky, she'll be coming to the shop now to buy some sort of thing. I'll ask her if she has a mind to stop now, and should I buy the ring? And when she sees the curtains on the window and the tall clock on the stair, keeping time to the minute, no one else will be in it for the darling girl from Clare. And every man had got the finest plan you'll ever see now, barring me now. Every day this one of them would say that she'll agree now, you'll see now. At night they'd fight as to which of them was right about the colour of her eyes and hair. But not a word from me was ever heard about the darling girl from Clare. I never said a single word about her, but I met the girl that day. I told her I could never live without her, and what had she to say? She said that I might go and see her father. I met him then and there, and in less than an hour we were fighting for the dower of the darling girl from Clare. And every man had got the finest plan you'll ever see now, barring me now. And every day this one of them would say that she'll agree now, you'll see now. But late last night when the moon was bright, I asked her if she'd share me joy and me sorrow and me garrow, and tomorrow I'll be married to the girl from Clare. Me joy and me sorrow
your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story. If you're looking for an office in the loop, you got to check out Integrated Office Suites at 20 North Clark Street and 455 North City Front Plaza Drive in the NBC Tower. IOS has an entire floor in these two very prestigious buildings, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference room and day office usage, administrative support services, and customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com or call them at 312-561-2300 and tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you. That's integratedofficesuites.com, 312-561-2300. You'll be glad you did.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the south side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Millions of pints have been poured since then. Our family has quenched the thirst of the south side for over 41 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights they'll never forget at Riley's. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips, or maybe their grandmother once bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family has been proud to be part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today we're back in the South Side, right where we started, at 4010 West 111th Street in Oak Lawn. As Yogi Berra said, it's deja vu all over again. We actually closed the deal on our return the day Yogi died. God rest his soul. 2 years later, we haven't missed a step. If Yogi were alive, we'd tell him. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If it's good booze and a friendly chat you're looking for, please stop by and say hello to my dad, Boz, my brother, Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring a story, we'll make sure you leave here with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooley Show, we'll make sure to put an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. Hope to see you back at Riley's Daughter in Oak Lawn on 111th Street.
Sitting on the wall upon a Sunday, watching the girls go by, thinking we'd be married to one day, when Kate Flynn caught our eye. Oh man, she had the makings of a fairy, and it made each boy oh swear, there's not a girl in the wide, wide world like the darling girl from Clare. And every man had got the finest plan you'll ever see now, barring me now. Every day this one of them would say that she'll agree now, you'll see now. At night they'd fight as to which of them was right about the colour of her eyes and hair, but not a word from me was ever heard about the darling girl from Clare. Says Sharky she'll be coming to the shop now to buy some sort of thing. I'll ask her if she has a mind to stop now, and should I buy the ring? And when she sees the curtains on the window and the tall clock on the stair, keeping time to the minute, no one else will be in it for the darling girl from Clare. And every man that got the finest plan you'll ever see now, barring me now. Every day there's one of them would say that she'll agree now. You'll see now, at night they'd fight as to which of them was right about the colour of her eyes and hair. But not a word from me was ever heard about the darling girl from Clare. I never said a single word about her, but I met the girl that day. I told her I could never live without her, and what had she to say? She said that I might go and see her father. I met him then and there, and in less than an hour we were fighting for the dower of the darling girl from Clare. And every man her got the finest plan you'll ever see now, barring me now. And every day there's one of them would say that she'll agree now. You'll see now, but late last night when the moon was bright, I asked her if she'd share me joy and me sorrow, and begorra, and tomorrow I'll be married to the girl from Clare. Me joy and me sorrow, and begorra, and tomorrow I'll be married to the girl from Clare.
The delightful, the lovely, the talented Emer Arkins, who will be with us in Ireland all week on the bus, all day,
singing
every day,
and playing.
Singing and playing in the pubs with us. She's just a terrific kid. And she's from Clare, you know.
So that's girl from Clare. Holy, I want to give a shout-out to Phil Jordan, our buddy.
Oh, yeah. How's he doing? Did he hear us last week?
As far as I know, yes. I'm sure he did. But he said he got the radio, and he was so he's getting better. So we've got to just say a prayer for him. He's a good dude.
Now, somebody told me there's a GoFundMe page for him. Do you know about this?
I don't know about that, but I wouldn't be surprised.
We'll have it next week.
We'll have it next week.
Or just Google it, I guess. Phil Jordan, go
God,
find
God, there's anything. So much stuff that goes on in Chicago at this time of the year.
People helping people. That's all good.
Yeah, but there's so much crazy. There's festivals, and there's people all over the place. Chicago's the greatest place to live in the summer.
It's the greatest city in the world.
It is.
Look at all the beautiful girls walking by here tonight.
Right.
You know, Skinny, I have a story for you. You know how I am a big fan of the circus. And auditioning for a job at the circus were a young man and a young woman. The woman said, I'll go first. She walked past the chair, the whip, and the gun, stepped right into the lion's cage. The lion started to snarl and pant, began to charge her. About halfway through there, she threw open her coat, revealing her beautiful naked body. The lion stopped dead in his tracks. Sheepishly crawled up to her and started licking her ankles. He continued to lick her calves, kissed them. Well, you get the idea. And then he rested his head at her feet. The circus owner's mouth was on the floor. He said, I've never seen a display like that in my life. He then turned to the young man and said, can you top that? The young man replied, yeah, sure. Just get that lion out of the way. Okay, you're listening to Skinny and Hooley Show. We got Sean Riley from Dude Wipes with us. Now, we forgot to get the information on your Irish background. First of all, you went to Ireland when you were 16.
Yeah, we've got the Irish plug on the Irish
yeah,
show.
Yeah, sure. Yes. And so that was pretty
that's
cool.
That's because Hooley could not wait to get into the Dude Wipes.
Yeah, that's what I say when I get home. Honey, where's the Dude Wipes? Break them out. Let's have a party. So you went to Ireland. You were 16. Who'd you go with?
I went with my buddy Pat Finn, who his aunt Nancy Finn I know is a big big fan
Nancy
of the show.
Nancy and Joe, yeah.
Yeah, Nancy and Joe, and yeah, we went with my grandparents. When every grandchild was born, they bought some stock, you know, in the grandchild's name, and then when you're 16, you're supposed to use whatever that is appreciated to go on this 6-week trip to Ireland through us.
Oh, your grandparents were great people.
It was a pretty smart idea. And so, you know, out of 20 cousins, you know, everyone went when they were 16 through this, you know, 40, 50 kids go over through a big cultural group and do a big tour over there. So.
What's the name of it? Do you remember?
American Heritage.
Cultural thing out of New Jersey.
Out of New Jersey, yeah. So that was the one that they had lined up for. But, yeah, it's fun. It was a lot of fun.
I'll bet it was.
What's your mother's maiden name?
Evoy.
And that's Irish.
That's Irish, yeah.
She's 100%, right?
Yep, she's 100%. Yeah, grandparents were obviously 100%, but my great-grandparents were the immigrants.
Oh, were they?
Yeah. But, yeah, they all lived... They all lived on the south side, kind of maybe Inglewood, Woodlawn area.
Sure.
My mom had the big Irish family, you know, 9, 10 kids, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. So,
do you know what county they were from?
I don't know what county they're from. I'd have to, they know, but sure. Yeah, you'd have to brush up on that.
Oh, yeah, you got to investigate that. You got to know that stuff.
Yeah, I know.
especially if you're going on the Skinny and Hooli 2018 crack tour of Ireland.
That's
someone
right.
Someone called me this week. Vice President Pence was in town.
Yeah.
Someone from Ireland. They said, do you want to go with me to go see Vice President Pence? You know,
was his grandfather.
His grandfather was from Ireland.
Oh,
Pence's
okay.
grandfather was from Ireland. Yeah. And his grandmother. So it's kind of, you know.
Did you go?
No, I didn't go.
Well, why didn't you call me? I'd have gone. Thanks. Who was it? Was it Dave Cahill?
No.
Oh, okay. I can't say his name on the radio. speaking of Dave Cahill, you know who showed up at the taping of the TV show, Our Irish Pub, was George Cahill.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he's a terrific guy.
Yeah, he is terrific.
We had a lot of fun talking. And with Bob Kellum was there as well. You remember Bob Kellum Jr.?
Oh, yeah. Very good.
He's good company.
And where were you last week taping it?
It was 2 weeks ago. We shot it here.
And then we did it
at Chief O'Neill's, and then we did it at Galway Arms. So
you guys know all the good spots, huh?
Oh yeah, that's a TV show we're working on called Our Irish Pub. It's
I met my girlfriend. She worked at an Irish pub that I used to live right down the street, but they closed down, the Mystic Celt.
Oh yeah. Vaughn's own that.
Yeah, the Vaughn. Eamon
Vaughn is a sponsor of my
Amazon
film
made
festival.
Him a deal they couldn't refuse or something.
Oh, they bought
now
the
it's a bookstore.
Is no, it really?
It's an Amazon bookstore.
That was a great
now.
Bar, the Mystic
Yeah, it
Celt.
Was. It was a great bar.
They still own like 7 bars.
We've had Eamon on the show a couple times.
Yeah, he owns the Emerald Loop, and he's got one in Orland.
Oh, Square Celt.
Square Celt.
Used to be the old Sam Maguire's.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
He's a terrific guy. Terrific guy.
Yeah.
His parents came over here when he was like 12 or 10 or something, and they bought a little tavern.
And he started working
there. He started sweeping up and working there, and that's how he learned the bar business.
He's got 7 of them.
Isn't it 7? Yeah, 7.
Yeah.
Monty Gales and the Vaughns. There's a couple of Vaughns.
Yeah, the Vaughns in Lincoln Park there.
I didn't know Mystic Celt closed, though. Oh, that's
yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah, it was
Oh, Corcoran's he has right across from Second City on Wells Street.
Right. Yep. Yeah.
There's a commercial for you, Eamon. Send me a check. Okay. That's great. So you were just hanging out in there, and that's where you met your girlfriend, huh?
Yeah, she
How long
was
have
working.
You guys been together?
Almost 4 years now.
Oh. Is she in what's her last name?
Simmons. Yeah, so she's from southern Illinois, so I don't think there's too many Irish down there.
Okay. So that's all right.
That's all right.
Yeah. We'll let it slide.
She was hanging out in an Irish bar. She's got that going
that's
for
good
her.
Enough for me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Speaking of that, there's one of Hooli's old girlfriends over there in the pink.
I see both of them. Yeah, they look. They were sisters.
Yes.
They look like they lost a few pounds since the last time I saw them. Hey, you're listening to Scoony and Hooli Show. We're having a lot of laughs here with Sean Riley of Dude Wipes. Great product, so check it out. And what a success story he has told us. We're going to take a break here on the Skinny and Hooli Show, our final break. I'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they are service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home are third generation family owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. Robert J. Sheehy & Son Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this is one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of success is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. The name Sheehy on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family, and you know, you never forget something like that. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Orico, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff, take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves in offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Sean, I want to thank you for stopping by.
Sean,
yeah, my
best
pleasure.
Of luck.
Yeah.
What a great success story. You know, we're proud of a young Irish guy from Chicagoland. Putting it all together with his pails, you know, and it's working. Amazing, you know.
We want to thank all our sponsors, Julio.
We
like
certainly
Lizzie
do.
McNeil's.
Flood Brothers and Lizzie McNeil's and McCann's Irish Oatmeal and
Riley's daughter.
What else?
Local 150.
Local 150. Jim very Sweeney. Good. Sheehy Funeral Home.
Yeah.
He's listening. He knew Local 150. Our pal Jim Sweeney.
Thanks,
Kevin
everybody,
Burke.
And thanks to all our listeners for tuning in every week. So
we'll see you next week on the Skinny and Hooley Show, and we will see you later. Bye.
The Skinny and Hooley Show is recorded in front of a live audience.